I now give the floor to His Excellency János Martonyi, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Hungary.
Madam Vice President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, defining the strategy of development after 2015 is among the most important long-term multilateral agendas existing today. The task is complex, but the mission should be clear: make our common development sustainable. It is not just a synonym for the protection of the environment. The mission is to make sure that our societies, economies, environment, partnerships will serve us all and serve the generations to come. Our population will be 9 billion by 2030, 65% of which will live in cities, forming consumer societies with ever-growing demands, but using the same or declining pool of natural resources. Civil societies and other non-governmental players have more influence than ever on our values and decisions. We are racing against climate change. Our perceptions on progress, equity, inequality, affluence, and resource management are changing as we speak. The post-2015 development agenda has to reflect these changes. As we face a turning point in our history and the state of the Earth, only with a fundamental shift in mindset may humanity succeed in a transition to global sustainable development. We have to accelerate progress towards the goals set out at the MDGs. However, we know that by 2015, we may not be able to meet all the targets we set in 2000. Therefore, the next important step is to create a single agenda through which we will complete the unfinished business and make sure that the results we lost, even in the light of tremendous challenges humanity is up to. We should aim at eradicating extreme poverty in a single generation. Transformation to sustainable development is costly. However, it would be incomparably more costly to miss the chance. We should learn from past mistakes and find better alternatives. We all need economic growth. We all need justice, respect of human rights, gender equality, dignity, good governance, and successfully implemented national development plans. We all deserve to live free of want and fear from devastating conflicts. Our objective should not be a zero-sum game, but a win-win outcome. We all share the consequences. Therefore, we should be aware of our common responsibility as well. The decisions we make today need to be relevant in 15 years as well. When our successors look back in 2030 on the agenda we are about to decide on, they should acknowledge the purpose, the priorities, and targets jointly set. They should be convinced that our action had the right impact and made this world a better place. I thank the Member States for the confidence they have shown towards Hungary in entrusting us to co-chair the Open Working Group on Sustainable Development Goals. We will do our best in order to achieve a consensual, forward-looking win-win formula as the outcome of the negotiating process. Hungary attaches utmost importance to the issue of water and sanitation. We believe that it needs to be addressed in an integrated way to achieve a human rights-based social development, prosperity, and ecological balance. Water is a source of life, health, prosperity and a shared future, but it also could be a source of risk. In order to take stock of the various international developments in the field of water, Hungary decided to organize the Budapest Water Summit to be held in our capital between 8th and 11th October of this year. Hungary is a downstream country with about 95% of all fluvial waters originating beyond our state borders. And we have accumulated precious know-how in flood control, drinking water, and waste water treatment, irrigation, just to list a few. The summit will be accompanied by a science forum, a youth forum, a civil society forum, a business leaders forum and expo, and a philanthropy roundtable. We look forward to welcoming Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the UN agencies active in the field of water, as well as other international and national leaders to the conference. Over 100 countries and international institutions have confirmed their presence in Budapest. The summit will adopt the Budapest Statement, and we hope that it will, as a synthesis document, greatly contribute to and facilitate the discussions and negotiations on the SDGs. Madam Vice President, the appalling situations in various parts of the world leave no doubt as to the interdependence and the mutually reinforcing nature of democracy, peace and security, development and human rights. A cross-policy approach that takes account of these interrelations should be integrated into the work of the various bodies and fora of the United Nations. Hungary welcomes the measures that the United Nations system is introducing to mainstream human rights. Likewise, it encourages national initiatives and contributions to the protection of human rights. Hungary remains dedicated to the promotion of human rights and fundamental freedoms. It was in this spirit that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Hungary has established the annual Budapest Human Rights Forum, intended to apply an interrelated philosophy to address current human rights challenges. The next forum is due to take place in November and will be dedicated, among other things, to the relationship between human rights and sustainable development. Madam Vice President, Hungary is committed to disarmament and non-proliferation efforts that are fundamental for maintaining global peace and security. We urge all countries to ratify the Chemical Weapons Convention. We also support the establishment of a WMD-free zone in the Middle East as foreseen by the last review conference of the Non-Proliferation Treaty in 2010. My country was greatly honored to chair the International Atomic Energy Agency's International Conference on Nuclear Security in July, and sincerely hope that the results of this conference will contribute to a safer world. On the CTBT, I am confident that its entry into force will greatly strengthen global peace and security. Only a treaty in force will confine the chapter of nuclear testing to history books. We therefore need to further intensify our respective efforts. With my fellow Article 14 coordinator, His Excellency Martin Natalegawa, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Indonesia, we will make an attempt to bring us closer to that goal. I look forward to our co-coordinatorship of the CTBT for the period between 2013 and 2015 with a view to accelerating the ratification process. Madam Vice President, the use of chemical weapons in Syria was a crime against humanity. The international community has finally embarked on action to ensure that similar attacks would never, ever be repeated. We urge the perpetrators of all war crimes should be brought to justice. Without justice, there is no reconciliation. Without chance for reconciliation, there is no lasting settlement. We welcome the U.S.-Russian agreement on the framework for elimination of Syrian chemical weapons, as well as the consequent resolutions by the OPCW's Executive Council and the UN Security Council. We look forward to a timely, transparent, and full-scale implementation under the watchful eyes of the international community. Hungary is ready to provide chemical and biological experts on the ground to facilitate these international efforts. We urge the Syrian authorities to take full responsibility to ensure that their chemical weapons are stored securely until inspection and destruction and do not fall into the hands of any other state or non-state actor. Syria should live up to its commitments, including by providing full access to the international inspectors. We hope that these developments will bring us closer to a lasting and sustainable political solution, which should remain the backbone of our efforts in the Syrian crisis. Well over 100,000 lives have already been lost, and 5 million people displaced in this conflict. Much regrettable, it was only after a terrible chemical attack in last August that the Security Council became ready to fulfill its duties and embarked on action. I urge all partners in the international community to seize this momentum and reinvigorate the process leading to the long overdue Geneva II Peace Conference on Syria. Madam Vice President, last but not least, my country is shocked by and strongly condemns the surging terrorist attacks against civilians at the Westgate Mall in Kenya, students in Nigeria, Christian, Muslim, and other communities in Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. Our solidarity and sympathy goes with the innocent victims. I thank you for your attention.